My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here.
This is a funny story from about a year and a half ago. I was out drinking, and at this time, I had to work. I started work at 5 in the morning. How fucking terrible is that? It's pretty damn terrible, right? And it was a Friday, and I had a pretty decent buzz, but I had to leave because I'd work overtime the next Saturday, you know, time and a half and all. So I sent for a Lyft. I always take either Uber or Lyft when I'm drinking these days, as long as those options are available. It's nice to have. So anyway, a Lyft driver pulls up. It's a really, really pretty Hispanic woman. She's got like the prettiest accent I've ever heard. And we're flirting. I told her about her accent and asked where she's from. And she said, Cuba? I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool because I've never met any Cubans here locally before. Her name was, I believe it was Marta, if I remember correctly. So anyway, we're getting along pretty good. We're flirting because I'm not like stupid fucked up. I'm being kind of smooth and we get along really, really well. So we finally get to my driveway and I gave her my card and I said, hey, Marta. I said, if you feel like it, add me on Facebook. I really like talking to you. And she said, okay, thank you very much. So we got out of the driveway and I opened the garage door. That's where I go in and out. So I go through the garage, shut the garage door, through the breezeway. And I just walked into my back door when my phone rang. And I answered it. And she said, hey, Jason. I said, yes. Yes. She said, this is Marta. I said, hey, Marta, how you doing? And she said, I thought about it. Would you mind if I came over and had a drink? And I said, I would love it if you came over and had a drink. And she said, well, I'm in your driveway. I said, okay. So I went back through the breezeway, through the laundry room, through the garage, opened the door up, the garage door. And she comes in and smiles and says, okay, come this way. And I shut the garage door and we come through the laundry room, the breezeway, into the kitchen. And we get the kitchen and she turns around and she gives me this really passionate kiss, which was very nice. And she said, which way to your bedroom? So I showed her. So she started walking into the room, taking all her clothes off. And I liked the way that was going. So I started walking towards the room, taking my clothes off. So we get there and we fucking went at it. I mean, I put it to her. She got off so good. You know, those women that convulse whenever they come, she was like convulsing. I was like, yeah, hell yeah. I was proud of myself. Plus, just, you know, unexpected benefit. Great way to end my afternoon. So we're talking for a little bit. She said, I'm going to have a couple more drinks and then I'm going to leave. And I said, okay. And we're talking. And she's like, I'm going to add you on Facebook and I want to see you again. I'm like, that sounds great. I want to see you again too. And so I said, I'm pretty confident we're going to be she's going to be a repeat customer, except I never heard from her again. I couldn't figure it out because, like, I know she got off. I was like, what the hell? But anyway, about 2 months later, I sent for another Lyft, and this dude picks me up, and he's Cuban. And I said, hey, what are the odds? I said, I had a female woman, a Cuban driver, about 2 months ago. And before I could say anything else, he goes, oh, that had to be my wife. So I abruptly changed my course of action. I said, well, she was a very pleasant woman. I'm very happy that I got a ride from her. Anyway, that kind of explained her absence. I guess she changed her mind on that. But I'm glad I didn't say anything. But anyway, that's one of the more pleasant Lyft rides I had in my life. I just figured I'd share that short story. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you enjoyed this, please like, subscribe, and share on your social media. And maybe send it out on your messenger, like three friends you might like, think might like it. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day.